guess first off, just like, talk about how the season's been for you, you know, being able to win 10 games and get to this game.
Oh, our season's been great. All we can ask for, of course, we want to take back a couple losses there. But overall, you know, you get 10 wins in the Big 12, that's an amazing feat. So we feel great about it, and we're excited about the inside ball.
Now, I was reading up on your defense and saw that you guys had one of the top red zone defenses in the country. What is it about, you know, that part of the field that, for whatever reason, you guys really seem to get it going there, you know?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think when we get down there, guys just know, like, we don't need to give up any points right now. And I don't know, guys take that to heart. We feel like, you know, we're one of the best defenses in the Big 12 and in the country. So I guess we give up a couple yards, but once we get down to that red zone, there's no getting in.
So is it almost like a pride thing then?
Oh, definitely. It's a pride thing with probably any defense that wants to be great. You don't want the team to score, even if it's a field goal. So we got a couple block field goals on the season too. So we don't want the team to score at all. We want to keep them, you know, below 20 points and possibly get a shutout. So our defense definitely feels off pride.
What stands out to you about this matchup? When you look at Iowa's offense, what really stands out to you?
They're real big up front. They like to run the ball, and then they also have, you know, a couple good receivers. Even though they're missing their star receiver, McNutt's pretty good. So we got to come out and play hard. We know they're going to be physical like Big Ten football is, and just Big 12 football is just as physical. So we got to come out and play hard.
I know Damian was actually teammates with McNutt.
Yeah.
Say anything to you about Marvin, his tendencies?
You know what? He told me something when we first got the invite to the inside bowl. He just said that he was a good athlete, but you know, I saw enough film to judge him for myself. He's a pretty good football player, so we're definitely ready for him, though.
Yeah, just, I guess what stands out about like their receiving core and I guess tight end in general?
They're all pretty good runners, and they can catch the ball really well. They get deep on their routes, and if they get behind you, it's over with. So they got some speed out there, and their tight end is pretty good. So we got our hands full with this offense.
What do you feel you guys have been kind of working on here since, you know, your last game against Kansas? You've had a month to kind of re-energize yourselves for this game.
I don't think we've just been working on one specific thing. I think we've been working on a lot of different areas where we were weak in the two losses that we had. I think being more physical up front and in the secondary also. So there's not a little one little thing we've been working on here and there for these guys. We know they're good. So we've just been doing what we've been doing all year.
What would that 11th win mean to you guys as a program, you know, just kind of going forward here?
Oh, that'd be amazing. It'd probably be one of the top 10, hopefully, records in the country. And 11-win season in Mizzou, that ties for one of the best records in Mizzou history. So we want to go down as a team that made history in Mizzou. So that's what we're looking for.